You know, when God saves us, we're all enthused for ministry, and especially those of us who feel called to the full-time ministry. But all of us feel we want to do something. We make plans for ministry. Often we make mistakes, and the Lord leads us into the place He wants us to go. And all of our plans sometimes just end up in ashes. Listen to what happened to the Apostle Paul. Acts 9, verse 27. But Barnabas took Paul and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to kill him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. You see, the Apostle Paul had all these plans. I'm going to Jerusalem. That's where I belong. I'm going to speak to those Grecian Jews that I know so well. I'm going to preach to all those in Jerusalem where everybody knows me and they can see the change that's come about in me. And everyone will give glory to God, and that will be my ministry. I can just hear it. But then the brothers came and said, Brother Saul, we love you, Brother Saul. We're so glad and so happy what Jesus has done in your life. But you're a lightning rod. You're a dangerous man. Go home. What's this go home stuff? Well, Saul went home, and it was the beginning of a long period of time while he was taught by the Lord Jesus Christ. And both he and the church were being prepared for the greatest of all missionary efforts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you destroyed my plans. The plans I started out with, even the plans that I had later, you chopped them down because you had another direction for me to go. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for working in my life in ways that I could not understand at the time, in ways that were hidden from me. And yet when the time was right and the circumstances demanded it, you sent me another direction. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.